welcome to the Full Press Jets podcast. I am Michael Pallas. You can follow me on Twitter at MPallasFPC. All your Jets coverage at Full Press Jets and all your sports coverage at FP underscore coverage. So today we're going to talk about the Jets and personnel packages they should run on offense. Now this is what I think the Jets should do, not what I think Adam Gase will do. Because, you know, Adam Gase really isn't the kind of coach that seems to change, but hopefully maybe, he'll get some changes in 2020. So when we get to the beginning of 2020, I expect the Jets to run a lot of 11 personnel, which is one back, one tight end. And I expect that to be calling card, because basically that is the calling card of the NFL. I just don't want to see it 69% of the time like Sharp Football had the Jets running in 2019. I would like to see more multiple back sets, more multiple tight end sets. Get use of the personnel you have and use them in a variety of ways. Now, I expect the Jets to potentially use... I would love to see them use one of my favorite personnel groupings. And it's not just a running group. It's not just a running personnel grouping, although a lot of people would look at it and be like, oh, they're going to run a lot. And it's 22 personnel. That's two running backs, two tight ends, one wide receiver. And the reason why I would like to see that is because it now you can use Trayvon Wesco in the backfield. You can get use out of both Brian Griffin and Christopher Herndon. And you can use your second round wide receiver, Denzel Mims, by himself as an option by himself. And with the combination of Mims and Griffin and Herndon and Wesco, now you have guys who can block along with the offensive line. But now you have blocking guys when it comes to the not just the offensive line. Now you have external pieces and you can run outside zone if you wanted to with Mims on the outside. You could run the power inside with Wesco charging up the middle. You could run play action. You could run regular pass plays. You have a bunch of options out of 22 personnel that maybe don't necessarily work for the Jets personnel out of 11 personnel. Another thing I would like to see is potentially if you have, and you have a guy like Wesco, who it can be moved in a Kyle Juszczyk kind of way, even though he's mostly a blocker and not much of a pass catcher like Juszczyk is, he can be moved to tight end. And what I would like to see is also some 13 personnel with Christopher Herndon playing H-back or wing. And that would keep the same group you have of one back of, let's say, Denzel Mims, Le'Veon Bell, Ryan Griffin, Christopher Herndon, and Trayvon Wesco. Same group. Only now you have Griffin and Wesco on the end. You have Christopher Herndon lined up in the backfield as an H-back, wing-back type of guy on the wing of the end, one of the ends. And then you have the wide receiver off to the left or off to the right. And then you have Le'Veon Bell in the backfield. It still gives you the same kind of options you have with Wesco in the backfield, but instead of him being in the backfield, now he's at the point of attack. So now you have options. You can pass out of that. You can run out of it. And it gives you an extra blocker again with Wesco. He's not a great route runner yet, so he's not an option in the passing game. But now you have six guys to block. And even though you're only sending four guys out on pass routes, you still have the options that you did with Wesco in the backfield. Now, we could also run 12 personnel, which is one back, two tight ends. And now you're getting into two wide receiver territory with multiple tight ends. And now you get the options, the wide receivers. You can use Perriman on the outside. You can use Crowder on the outside. You could split out Le'Veon Bell wide and put Frank Gore in the backfield. You could do the same thing with 22 personnel, by the way. You could have Trayvon Wesco lined up at fullback, or with the 13 personnel. You could have Gore in the backfield and then split Le'Veon Bell out wide and have multiple running backs in the game, but Bell playing wide receiver. So now you have the option. Now you could have Bell split out wide. You could have Christopher Herndon split out wide and have Wesco and Griffin as the inline tight ends. You have a bunch of players who can do a bunch of things for this Jets team. So now Adam Gase, it's incumbent for Adam Gase to figure out how to move his chess pieces around the board. Have Wesco and Griffin and Herndon on the field at the same time. Have Bell and Gore on the field at the same time. When he was in Miami with Kenyon Drake, who is a receiving back, he didn't do a lot of multiple backs on the field at the same time when Drake was early on in his career. But in his second year with Drake, they started splitting Drake out of the backfield into the wide receiver sets. So I can't say for certain he'll do that with Le'Veon Bell, but he has shown that he would do stuff like that with a guy who can do it. Bell can play the slot in 11 personnel. Bell could play outside in 11 personnel. He could play outside in 21 personnel. He could play outside in 22 personnel. He could play outside in 13 personnel. It doesn't matter. Bell could play outside or in the slot. And you could have a bunch of options with the personnel sets in this offense, and it's going to be intriguing. An intriguing offense to view, and hopefully get to see all the different personnel sets for the Jets, and we get to see Adam Gase truly open things up for the Jets in 2020. I'll be back tomorrow. Have a good one.